what goes into that flip?
It's definitely a flip, man. Just I think, you know, not to say the preseason is, you know, it mean anything, but it don't count, you know. So it's definitely a flip in the fact that it's more, a little bit more serious now. You know, games are going to count, man. Everything's going to count. So we definitely got to you know, take it up a notch.
How much have you dialed into Atlanta at this point?
We've been watching here and there. I've been watching them all a little bit here and there. Just being a veteran, getting ready for them for sure.
So a good test right out of the gates in terms
absolutely.
Of their explosiveness.
Absolutely. Yeah, the offense is explosive, like you said, man. They got a lot of different weapons. They got the animal over there in number 11. So, you know, we got to be on our A game for sure.
As a safety, what do you have to be aware of with 11?
Just going him going deep, man. And he, you know, his ball radius is crazy. You know, he's going to get the ball no matter where it's at. So I got to make sure I protect the back end and, you know, keep him from getting those deep balls.
Being in the captain, what does that mean?
It means a lot, man. Very, very grateful. My journey in the league hadn't been, you know, easy. You know, so just to be captain now, man, just means a lot. And it's something I don't take lightly, for sure.
Is it surprising being the first year on the team, first year here?
Yeah, I mean, I can't say surprising, but, man, it's, like I said, man, it's a privilege and it's an honor. I appreciate them, guys.
What do you think you did to earn that?
Just being myself, man, coming in and showing that I'm passionate about the game and I'm passionate about winning, you know, and I know a little bit of football.
Who's the captain in Houston?
We didn't really choose. We didn't choose like they do here. Like we do here, we didn't choose captains, but toward the end of the year, man, I like to say that I was one of the guys from the back end for sure. Of course, you got JJ, who's one of the captains, Cushing, Jonathan Joseph. We had a lot over there, man. Everybody's a captain.
But being recognized, does that make you want to step it up, the whole leadership thing, and maybe be an example for guys?
Well, if I wasn't a captain, I was going to do that, man. That's just who I am as an individual. So, like I said, man, this is year 10, and I want to win ball games. And I'm passionate about winning, and that's what you're going to get from me each and every day.
Anything JJ liked that surprised you, especially the way he's raised money for the hurricane?
No, nah, man, he's a solid dude, man. I don't expect anything less from him. That's just who he is as a person.
Comes with losses in the season. Some guys aren't giving you a great shot. What would you say to this team?
Oh, man, I don't think Lions pay attention to shoot. It's a new season, man. It's a new start. But, you know, it is what it is.
What can you do to help Eddie Jackson? It looks like he's going to be learning at the job.
Yeah.
What do you feel like your responsibility is, or how can you help him? Like?
Just bring him along, man. Just giving him like little tidbits here and there about what to look for, man, what to watch for, how to watch film, you know, what to study and things like that.
Do you know when a guy is ready to learn by his mistakes? You know what I'm saying? Some rookies shouldn't be playing, some should. Is he just a guy you feel like is one of those guys kind of, he'll make mistakes, but he'll learn.
Yeah, I think, you know, him being around Saban, man, I think Saban has a special little thing with DBs for some reason. So, man, we trust him. Coaches trust him. And, man, he's earned the right to start. So, we're gonna roll with him.
Just one last thing, Eddie. Is there anything in particular you've seen growth in him, either, you know, on the field, off the field, or whatever?
He's just smart, man. He hadn't had many MEs. You know, and big fans of defense is very, very difficult. Mm-hmm. And so, for a rookie to come in and pick that up, man, just shows a lot about his IQ as a football player.
How has it been for you picking up players?
It's been tough for me. But because I know a lot more to him, you know, different systems. He's kind of, you know, this is the only system he knows in the league.
He's got a clean slate.
Yeah, so it was tough for me, man, kind of get rid of some old stuff, learning some new stuff, so which is good, man. It's challenging me to go higher in my thinking.
But do you think you yourself will have some, you know, mistakes or miscues or whatever in the early going that you'll have to learn from?
It's football. It's football for sure. I can't be perfect. You know, just because I'm a captain, I'm not going to play perfect. Mm-hmm. But I think I'm going to make more good plays than I do bad ones for sure.
And can you see how the front seven can make your job easier?
Yeah, absolutely.
Seen that in this
Yeah, somebody else asked me that too, man. The front seven we have here, man, is very, very talented. I'm excited to be playing behind them.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, man. I appreciate y'all.